You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. People say I should pray, but how do I know I'm doing it right? Let's get into it.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Aw, yeah.
We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, people say I should pray, but how do I know I'm doing it right? And a really good question, a question that folks who have been doing the religion thing for a long time still deal with, but Glenn, particularly for someone who's a little bit new to this idea of God, of prayer, where would we start out?
Well, I think maybe let's just start by acknowledging it's kind of a overwhelming kind of thing. I remember when I was a kid, they said, you know, when you bow your head in prayer, you raise your head in the throne room of God himself. So that, okay, well, that's intimidating because, you know, I don't know how to act in that kind of situation. So, you know, immediately there's sort of this odd, like, I don't know if this is my scene, man, kind of thing. You're talking to somebody important here, and there, you know, there's a sense in our minds there must be a right way to do that. And whenever you're talking to anybody else who's important, you don't just, you know, go to your principal of your school and say, hey, dude, put your feet up on his desk and just act casual. So I think there is a sort of a natural tension to this that we need to address.
I think that's a really, really good point. And, Jed, I think there's a flip side to that conception, which is not only is there a right way to talk to someone who's important, someone who has power over your life, principal, teacher, your boss, there's a wrong way to do that, and a wrong way that could have consequences. If you refer to him as CE Bro and take his shoes off in his office, things could go bad for you. Is that another mindset we need to kind of get past when we push into prayer here?
We certainly need to acknowledge that it makes a lot of sense. You know, if you need, if you're in school and you need an extension on your assignment, if you talk to your teacher the right way, they may say yes. If you talk to them the wrong way, not only may they say no, they may have a bad opinion of you and they give you a lower grade because they don't like your face. You ask the boss for a raise, you do it the right way, maybe he says yes. You do it the wrong way, maybe you get fired. So it feels like with people in authority, there are protocols we need to be following and that it could really cost us if we get that wrong. So I think with prayer, we sense that we're talking to somebody important, so we feel like those same rules must apply. The truth is they really don't, but it makes sense that we would feel like they do. And there's just the inherent unfamiliarity if you're new to spiritual stuff of, I'm talking to somebody I can't see, and so I kind of feel weird to begin with, and then I don't want to screw that up, so I don't know how to make peace with all that. It all makes total sense. We're proud of you for even thinking of giving it a try. We actually think that's super, super great. We think God does too. The question that we do need to ask is, with all that in mind, what is the actual right way to pray?
That is a fantastic question. We'll be looking at that for the rest of the episode when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Jesus loves me.
Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I was once called to the principal's office for parking the vice principal's spot, and I explained that I was worried about being late to class, and I felt they thought my education would be more important. That also didn't work.
No, well, you have to try things. Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
My goal is to definitely one day have the title of CE Bro.
Just, you know, He just, you know, he just rides a wave of profitability into the office every day. See, bro, I feel like this is a CBS sitcom we could pitch. But until then, we will answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, people say I should pray, but how do I know I'm doing it right? So, Glenn, that last segment, we maybe looked at some wrong ideas people have when they come to prayer. You're talking to someone important that is a little weird because you're... This could have, like, bad consequences, and you can't see the person because you can't see if you're making them angry. But maybe we would do better to strip this down to what prayer is and start the basics.
Well, yeah, let's just start with it's a conversation. And I think we're talking about having a relationship here. And relationships of any kind aren't subject to a lot of rules and... you don't follow a recipe in a relationship. You want to have a connection, and you want to have authentic conversation, and you want to build a friendship there. So this is our goal in prayer, is to open those lines of communication, to unburden ourselves, to be honest, to be real, and to build a real connection with God.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, we can pick that up there, because not only is prayer a conversation, it's a specific type of conversation. There's a conversation you have with the boss. There's a conversation you have with the cashier in passing. But prayer is a certain type of conversation, right?
Absolutely right, man. I would say that in a sense, I bet you already know how to do this, because you have, I hope, at least one friend that you feel like you can trust, where this is a person that will be on your side and is not going to be looking down on you on things, and so you can be honest and open with that friend that you have. Well, God wants to be that kind of friend for you, and then some. God wants to be a friend to you that you can absolutely trust with anything, that you can share absolutely anything with. And again, you already know how to have that kind of conversation. That's about being honest. That's about keeping it real. That's what trusted friends are for. And that's who God wants to be to you. That's the kind of relationship that God wants to have with you. As Glenn says, it's really about just building that relationship, you know, because relationships grow and they evolve, and yours with God is meant to do that too. I think the question that we want to ask is, that all sounds really cool, but what does that accomplish? Like, you know, what do we get out of kind of both putting in the courage and the work to develop that kind of relationship with God?
An excellent question. We'll be looking at that when we come back right here on the Bridge Loud.
Yeah!
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I feel like CE Bro would cut off all of the sleeves on his jacket so people would see how jacked his arms are.
That's right. The balance sheet isn't the only place he's making gains. CE Bro.
That's right.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Yeah, when I'm CE Bro, I'll have like the $4,000 Gucci suits, but I've torn all the sleeves off of them. Yeah.
They're not cut, torn.
Exactly.
An important distinction. We are answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, people say I should pray, but how do I know I'm doing it right? And Glenn, we know that last segment with Jed posing, I think, a very interesting, very important question. When you want to know if you're doing anything right, really, maybe a good place to start with that is, what am I trying to accomplish with this thing? And that applies to prayer as well, right?
For sure. I think for me, the main benefit is getting that sense of strength to face whatever's going on. I think we access that strength and tap into something larger than ourselves when we're giving up all the stuff that's weighing us down. And that happens in prayer when we're unburdening ourselves. One of our favorite authors and someone that Matt has interviewed, an author named Anne Lamott, says that she has a little drawer in her nightstand that she calls God's Inbox. And whenever she has a worry or something she's worried about or concerned about, she writes it down and puts it in there for God to deal with. And I think having that kind of mentality of unburdening yourself is key to having a good prayer life.
That's absolutely right. I think that's a really, really great point. And Jed, I think Glenn is giving us a very good two-pronged approach there. And one may come over time. You'll get that strength. You'll kind of learn what that feels like. But the unburdening is also important, right? Because that can happen today, right now.
That's exactly right. You know, prayer, I think, to all of us, is one of the key things is about getting strength and strength to face challenges. We're all facing a lot of challenges right now. And it turns out that when you have a safe place to share how you really feel, free of judgment, no one's looking down on you, it unburdens you. And you get strength from those moments of being unburdened. And prayer is meant to be that for you. God wants that for you. As Christians, we absolutely believe that God wants, in a supernatural way, to meet you in that moment and to give you spiritual strength as well. But that unburdening process is there too. And again, that's something, even if you're brand new, that you can start to benefit from right now, today. It's something that's a critical part of each of our lives, and it's something that we want to be a part of your life too.
That is absolutely right. We can all attest to that. And we will pick this up when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Yes, I will follow you.
Yeah.
The Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I think everybody's afraid to admit to CEBRO that they don't want to see information on how to do curls in every PowerPoint.
He's just throwing in helpful tips. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Hey, man, he's working out the bottom line quarterly reports and his abs. He's the total package.
Exactly right. We are answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, people say I should pray, but how do I know I'm doing it right? Now, the beautiful thing about CE Bro is every Friday he brings in, you know, some burritos, some nachos for the people, which is nice. And he even adds a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, as we mentioned often on the show, this is kind of our purview. We work with people who are coming out of jail, maybe out of drug addiction, going through a hard time. And we're specifically trying to connect them to something spiritual. We're trying to show them where they fit in with what God's doing, where God fits in with what they're doing. What does prayer have to do with that?
Well, I think it's important for everybody listening to this radio show that the people on this show are not in a different league spiritually than you who are listening to this. We have our struggles, and we're talking about prayer because we need to have it in our lives.
And no doubt.
It is something that we need in order to get things done. So we hope and pray that it would be a benefit for you. So you don't have to be a special person. You don't have to have if you're listening to this right now and say, I don't know if I even believe in God. That's okay. That's a good place to start. Hello out there. I don't know if you're there, but here's what I have to say. That's great. I don't think there's any problems theologically or otherwise with that. The only wrong way to pray is not to pray. That's the real thing we want to get to here. Anything that causes you to put that off, whether it's frustration, whether it's doubt or just concern over getting it right or any of that stuff, that's a wrong approach of, having that sense of I have to get the formula down right. Let it come out however it needs to come out for you. We support you in that. We encourage you in that. And we know that that's what God wants for you.
It absolutely is. There's a place in the Bible where the person writing instructs the people he's writing to pray without ceasing, which I think is really good and illustration of understanding what God wants prayer to be, because it's not the special time. It's not the holiest moment of your day, like Glenn is talking about. One of the hindrances to the three of us talking about prayer is most of the things that our prayers involve cannot be broadcast, according to the FCC. Because when you're angry, you got to pray that way. When you're frustrated, you got to pray that way. When you're happy, you got to pray that way. All that counts. That's all prayer. If you're talking with just the, as Glenn points out, the faintest idea that there might be a God out there listening, that is praying. That is praying the right way. And it's going to do good things for you. That's definitely what we want for you. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.